Oh right, you were a little shit. A My Hero Academia podfic. Written by Sacy. Read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. Summary. When Midoriya Izuku gets hit by an age reversion quirk, the last thing anyone expected to find out is that toddler Izuku is a little shit. Except for one Bakugo Katsuki, who has seen this phase one too many times already. And apparently, his Ka-chan is the only one who can deal with Izuku's screaming fits. As the police drove away with the villain in hand, Todoroki turned around to hunt down Midoriya. They'd been out early, grabbing supplies for a class project later in the day, when they'd spotted the man down an alleyway, tearing at a woman's skirt, and immediately they'd both run after him. Despite his actions, he hadn't seemed particularly powerful. Todoroki wasn't even sure what his quirk was, to be entirely honest. It had been more like a bar brawl between him and Midoriya, and the moment Todoroki raised ice crystals on his hand, the fight was over. "Midoriya?" he called, looking around blankly at the empty streets. "Midoriya, where did you go?" He heard shuffling from back down the alleyway, and poked his head around the corner to look, stunned to see the UA uniform strewn across the ground, the bawling child sitting in the midst of the mayhem. It wasn't until Todoroki noticed the shock of green curls that he caught on, groaning to himself as he crouched to look at the boy drowning in Midoriya's uniform. "Midoriya?" he asked, pausing for a moment. "Izuku?" A little green eye peeked out at him from behind soggy fists, and Todoroki sighed. "Do you know who I am?" Midoriya shook his head. "My name is Todoroki Shoto. I know you're scared. I need you to come with me, okay?" The moment he reached for one of the hands, the sobbing stopped. Instead, it was replaced with a blood-curdling, ear-wrenching scream. So high, Todoroki was surprised the windows didn't shatter. "Izuku," he insisted, "I'll take you home, okay?" Still, the screaming continued, and finally, Todoroki gave up on convincing him. Instead, scooping the boy up, bundled in his uniform, and tucking him under one arm. It wasn't far to the dorms. He would just have to put up with it. "Please," Todoroki sighed, dumping the kid in front of Uraraka. "I can't stand it any longer." Half the class had come running when Todoroki got closer, investigating the awful racket. But when he dumped a finally quieting Midoriya on the floor, swamped by the shirt Todoroki hastily threw back over him, there was no need for explanations. "He doesn't answer to Midoriya," Todoroki warned them. "I need to go see Ayazawa-sensei. Then maybe lie down for a while." "We'll take him," Yayazuro said quickly. "We can look after little Izuku."
"Hi, Izuku,"
Uraraka cooed, bending down to ruffle his curls.
"Look at you. You're the cutest."
"Do you want to play a game?" Yayazuro offered. "Or read a book?" He looked up for a moment, looked at all the classmates staring, and with a deep breath, he opened his mouth wide.
"Okay, okay, it's okay, Izuku, calm down!"
"Should we call his mother, do you think?" "Where's his phone? His bag? Does anyone know her phone number? Or his address?"
"Bakugo would. I'll call him,"
Kirishima offered. Midoriya finally stopped screaming when they gave him some space, sitting down in his pile of clothes to pout. And the class breathed a collective sigh of relief in the silence. Hey, Bakugo, Kirishima said excitedly. We have a bit of a problem and need your help. Midoriya got hit by some quirk that turned him back into a toddler and... What? No, I haven't touched... Yeah, he... How did you know? He froze, staring at his phone blankly for a moment. He hung up. As they argued the merits of phoning him back, footsteps sounded from the stairwell, and with a scowl on his face, Bakugo joined them in the common room. He's doing this screaming shit, isn't he? Bakugo growled. Fucking typical. He knelt down in front of the kid, waving to get his attention, and after a moment, Izuku peeked up at him. Bakugo didn't speak, and everyone watching held their breath as they waited for the bubble of silence to burst.
Kachan?
Midoriya asked quietly. Yeah, it's me.
Kachan! You got big!
He dove into Bakugo's arms immediately, snuggling into his chest, and Bakugo struggled to hold back his smirk. I hear you've been a huge piece of shit to my classmates.
I'm not!
We've talked about the screaming, Deku. Midoriya pouted, burying his face in Bakugo's shirt. What do you say, nerd?
Sorry, he pouted. I'll stop.
Good boy. Ponytail, can you make something to cover his dick?
Right, yes.
She blushed, but immediately set to work producing clothing, handing Bakugo a pair of blue shorts and a red and yellow t-shirt that made him chuckle a little as he stuffed it over Midoriya's head. All right, now you be good or you're going to be in big trouble.
Kachan, why are you big?
I'm not big, you're small.
I'm not!
You fucking are. You were big too, but some shithead with a weird quirk got you.
Oh!
Midoriya paused, mumbling to himself as he contemplated the new information.
For how long, Kachan?
Up to 48 hours, Todoroki informed him. Hopefully less, but we don't know. Ayazawa-sensei is going to call his mother.
No!
Bakugo blurted out in a hurry, his face immediately flushing. She'll freak out and want him to leave the school. He'll be all right here for 2 days. We can't even make him stop screaming.
I already did, fucker! Look at him!
There was a pause, and Midoriya looked up at Bakugo with wide eyes, reaching up to poke his cheek with his little hand.
You growed up, Kachan!
Uh-huh.
You look super pretty.
Shut up, nerd. Listen. We're at UA right now, okay? So you need to be on your best behavior, or your mom won't let you come anymore.
We are? Kachan is amazing!
Yeah, I know. Are you gonna be good for me?
Uh-huh!
All right, you can follow me around then, I guess. We need to go to class.
Okay!
Without another word, he picked up his bag and headed for the door, his classmates staring as Midoriya happily ran to keep up.
What the hell? Ashido asked finally. Am I dreaming?
Don't jeopardize it, Todoroki warned her. I can't listen to that scream again. When Midoriya cooed and leaned over to pick Midoriya up, immediately half of the class were yelling, trying to stop her. Too late, she lifted him into the air to look at him, and Bakugo whirled around when the scream started.
Why the fuck did you pick him up? Bakugo snarled. Leave the shitty kid alone. He doesn't want to be touched.
She set him down obediently, and he ran after Bakugo again, hiding behind his leg nervously. He really should stay in the teacher's lounge until we get this sorted out, Ayazawa sighed.
No!
The class cried, a few of them throwing themselves between Ayazawa and Midoriya.
You can't take him!
None of you are going to get a moment of work done if he's here.
You can't separate them, sensei,
Yayazuro insisted as Midnight reached for Midoriya again. The moment she got remotely close, Midoriya opened his mouth again, letting out another shrill scream that rattled the classroom.
Shut it!
Bakugo demanded.
Enough, Deku!
Kachan!
I'm right fucking here!
Kachan!
Okay, okay, you little shit.
He scooped Midoriya up, and immediately the noise stopped, Midoriya beaming and cooing as he snuggled into Bakugo's chest.
Look here, you little shit. Stop screaming every time you don't get your way. If you promise to sit your ass down and be dead silent, you can stay for class with me.
Promise?
Bakugo sat him down on the desk, letting him lean against the windows, and dug out a spare notebook and a pencil from his bag. Here, take notes.
Kay!
He settled in with his book, rearing to go, and the rest of the class just watched in silence.
What happens if you scream, Deku?
Bakugo asked pointedly when he saw Ayazawa and Midnight both looking unconvinced.
I don't get to marry Ka-chan.
Other than that, fucker.
I don't get to stay anymore?
Correct. So you're going to be good for me?
Yes, for Ka-chan.
Good boy.
Every so often during classes, he would tug at Bakugo's hand to show him something in his notebook, getting whispers or little written notes in return that made him grin. But true to his word, the kid remained dead silent, the complete opposite of the monster who had screamed any time someone got too close.
What were you drawing, Izuku?
Uraraka asked fondly when the bell rang for lunch.
Can I see? It's for Ka-chan! He explained,
turning the book around and watching just about everyone lean over to peek.
The green one is me when I'm big, so we can get married.
A few of the girls actually squeaked at the declaration, but Bakugo just rolled his eyes as he packed his books away, offering the bag to Midoriya for him to pack up too. Ready for lunch, Pipsqueak?
Ready, Ka-chan!
He held out his hand for help, and Bakugo took it obediently, dragging him down from the desk and steadying him on his feet. He stuck close to Bakugo's leg as they walked, but his face screwed up when a few people touched him in the hall, ruffling his hair or poking his little cheeks. The final straw came in the form of the students from Class 1B, who got wind of the accident and came running to look, immediately reaching to give him pets or hugs.
Deku! Bakugo roared, turning around immediately. Shut that fucking mouth!
Even Bakugo couldn't console him this time, when anxious hands tried to comfort him, and one particular offender picked him up for cuddles.
Give him here,
Bakugo demanded, glaring when she twitched him away from the angry boy.
Fucking leave him alone! You just go around touching people whenever the fuck you feel like it!
He tore Midoriya from their clutches, hooking him under one arm to storm off, and in a hall silent other than some fading wails, 20 pairs of eyes stared in awe.
Little shit has a huge mouth, someone muttered from the back of the group.
Which one?
All right, kid, look, I need to go take a piss and you can't come to the fucking bathroom with me, all right? That would be weird as fuck. So you're gonna stay here with shitty hair and you're going to be good for him, you hear me? As long as you're good, I'll come back soon.
Don't wanna,
Midoriya pouted.
I don't fucking care if you wanna. You're gonna do it. If you're a little shit for him, I'm not coming back. He'll look after you and he won't let anyone touch you. He's my best friend.
Midoriya folded his little arms and puffed out his cheeks, huffing, and with a frustrated sigh, Bakugo left for the bathrooms. He was gone for a solid 5 minutes, and the entire time, Midoriya just stared straight ahead, ignoring anyone who spoke to him. When Bakugo returned, he came bearing a juice box and daifuku as a peace offering, setting them down on the table in front of Midoriya and taking one quick glance at the little pal before he sighed tiredly and went back to his own food. Midoriya tried his best not to look or touch, humming with the effort it took to not move, but finally he had to concede. He snatched the juice box and poked the straw into his mouth, still with the best pout he could manage around it, and Bakugo heard a few stifled noises as the room continued to watch the kid.
He's adorable,
he heard Yayazuro squeak from further down the table.
Fine, I'll bite, Bakugo sighed. What the fuck is with you, shitbag? I'm back. Quit sulking. Fucking hell.
I'm your best friend, Ka-chan.
The fuck are you on about?
You said Sharkman was your best friend, but he's not because I'm your best friend, so he can't be because that's not allowed.
The entire table snickered at Kirishima's new nickname, but Bakugo only considered Midoriya with a strange sincerity.
I thought you were going to marry me,
I am!
Then I can't be your best friend, asshole.
You can be both!
That's not how it works.
Midoriya glared at him as best he could, the rest of the table snickering again before Kirishima choked out the question.
You're gonna marry him?
Shut up, shitty hair. It was a thing he used to say a lot.
Ashido was in tears a few seats down, too overwhelmed by all the dumb kid antics. But still, Midoriya continued to pout. Bakugo sighed again, scooping him up despite the squirms that came with it, and dumping him in his lap roughly. Midoriya froze, and Bakugo picked up one of the daifuku, holding it to the tiny pink lips. Even stubborn little Midoriya didn't have the willpower to resist, opening his mouth a little and taking a bite, and the room cooed as he finally gave up on pouting, while Bakugo fed him little bites of his lunch. It was time for heroics class when the next issue arose. Midoriya whining as the boys changed into their costumes.
I want to join in!
He complained, grumbling when Bakugo threw his school shirt at the boy's face.
Let me play too!
You can't join in.
But I wanna!
If you keep this shit up, you won't even get to watch, Bakugo warned him. Make a good decision.
But I wanna!
Bakugo growled, throwing the kid over his shoulder as he walked out again, tilting his head away from the kicking feet as the boy wailed.
Oi, hold this shit, Bakugo demanded, practically throwing the kid at a bulky figure. Maybe he'll shut up for you.
Midoriya froze when he saw the face holding him, the man, visibly shaken by the concept of tiny baby Midoriya in his outstretched hands. Then a smile broke across his face.
No need to cry, my boy. I am here.
Midoriya's whining and screaming immediately subsided into shock, his face flooding red as his eyes began to shine with the excitement, and then all at once he was crying, wailing again as he bawled his eyes out.
Oh, for fuck's sake,
Bakugo growled, snatching the kid back again and hugging him lightly.
Hey, hey, enough. That was mean, I know. Listen, if you're a good boy, you can watch, okay? You can sit with All Might by all the cameras and you watch me have my turn. But only if you're good. If I hear you've been screaming or whining, I'm coming straight back there to take you away. No photos, no autographs, no nothing. Got it?
You're friends with All Might?
Midoriya asked through his little sniffles.
Big Kachan is amazing!
Uh-huh,
Bakugo smirked. He's my best friend.
Kachan, no!
I'm kidding, asshole. You remember what we talked about?
Mmm.
What are you going to do if someone tries to pick you up and you don't like it?
Midoriya pouted, not answering, and Bakugo gave him a warning look.
Are you gonna scream?
No.
What do you say?
Please don't touch me. I don't like it.
Good boy.
Bakugo ruffled the boy's hair one more time and set him down, pointing towards a heavy door.
You go through there with All Might and the others. I'll be back real soon.
Do your best, Kachan!
Obviously.
When the cameras lit up for Bakugo's turn in the building, Midoriya started vibrating with his excitement, bouncing up and down and swinging himself back and forth violently. His kryptonite came in the form of his small stature, unable to quite see the cameras from his position, and he hummed to himself desperately as he considered.
Shark, shark!
He said finally, turning on Kirishima and holding his arms out.
Pick me up! You can be Kachan's friend, but only I can marry him, okay?
You want me to pick you up?
Yes!
He lifted the boy tenderly, grinning when he immediately turned to look at the screens, and Kirishima understood finally.
Higher, Shark Shark! I can't see!
Here, how about this?
He sat down in a chair next to All Might, letting Midoriya stand on his knees, braced by one of Kirishima's arms for balance. He was still buzzing with his excitement at seeing Bakugo in the arena, and every time the boy popped up on camera, he pointed desperately, spouting incomprehensible words, spluttering and stumbling and slurring.
Big Kachan is amazing, he declared, bouncing in Kirishima's lap. Look how cool he is! Look how pretty he looks in his costume! Can he wear his mask to the wedding? It looks so good!
Kirishima only grinned at him fondly, shifting him a little higher to get a better view and smiling at the beaming ecstasy that flooded the kid's face. When Bakugo finally returned to the control room, he found his tiny companion kneeling in Kirishima's lap, leaning against one of his classmates' arms for support. As he hunched over his notebook, tongue poking out the corner of his mouth as he drew careful lines. The moment he saw Bakugo coming, he panicked, wiggling desperately and growing frustrated in a hurry.
Ah, please don't touch me, I don't like it!
Kirishima lost it, laughing like a maniac as he lifted Midoriya down obediently, letting him rush into the arms of his future husband. Bakugo caught him obediently when Midoriya dove his way, letting him wind his tiny arms around Bakugo's neck for hugs.
Kachan, look! He insisted, pointing at the book on the table. Look, Kachan! It's you! You look so cool! Look at your costume!
As he showed off his picture, he began tugging pointedly at Bakugo's clothes, whining when Bakugo brushed him off. You're not stripping me, asshole!
Kachan, I want to see!
Look with your eyes, shithead!
He reached for one of the gauntlets instead, crying when it was quickly snatched away, ignoring Bakugo's insistent, You can't play with those, in favor of opening his mouth wide.
Are you screaming at me, you little shit?
Bakugo demanded. Midoriya's mouth closed immediately, the room falling dead silent in an instant, his lips quivering as Bakugo glared at him.
Are you fucking serious? You can't have what you want, so you just scream at the top of your lungs?
Sorry, Kachan.
Damn right you are. Fuck. You do not touch those, you hear me? It's fucking dangerous.
Midoriya nodded, chastised, and Bakugo looked up to see their entire class staring at him.
The fuck are you looking at?
How do you do that?
He knows the fucking rules.
You have rules?
Fucking obviously. Deku, you remember your rules, don't you?
Kachan only likes sweet boys, so I gotta be nice and be a good boy for Kachan if I want to get married. Otherwise, he's gonna marry some pretty girl with lots of friends instead of me, so he doesn't have to be nice to people because she can be nice for him. And if I'm not good, then I won't be able to make his friends for him, so...
Deku?
No screaming or whining?
Good boy.
With a few confused and stunned mutters around them, Bakugo stripped his shirt off, tugging it over Midoriya's head like a dress. The pouting immediately ceased, too fascinated by the new development, and with a sigh, Bakugo knelt down to tie his mask around the freckled face. There, now your Lord Explosion Murder.
Kachan! Kachan!
Midoriya said excitedly, plagued with giggles.
Look, Kachan! Do I look cool?
The coolest,
Bakugo assured him, picking the boy up when he made grabby hands.
Happy now?
Yeah!
He snuggled into Bakugo's chest, a veritable smirk crossing his lips, and Ishido stared at the boy in awe. She'd always known he was intelligent, always thinking a mile ahead of his actions, but she'd never expected his toddler self to be so manipulative. I see we're learning a lot about Midoriya this week, she said in disbelief.
What, his fucking crush?
Bakugo scoffed. That's no secret.
I love Kachan, Midoriya declared with a giggle. Kachan is going to be my boyfriend.
Only if you're good, nerd.
Midoriya seemed to cheer up a little with Bakugo's costume on, pushing at the mask constantly to keep it from falling down over his nose. On their way back to the dorm, he started skipping, giggling when Uraraka joined him, and soon they were hand in hand, skipping happily towards the dorms.
Oops!
Bakugo looked up in a hurry to see Midoriya floating, his eyes wide behind the mask, flailing a little as he reached for Uraraka and missed. She touched her fingertips together, and he squeaked as he started to fall, landing in Bakugo's hastily thrown out arms.
You all right, nerd?
I'm sorry, Izuku. That must have been scary.
Not scared, Midoriya insisted, puffing his chest up and tugging at the slipping mask again. Lord Explosa Murda doesn't get scared.
Idiot,
Bakugo scoffed, as the rest of their classmates began to laugh around them. You gonna sit my exams too?
Yeah!
You'd probably do well. They'd all give you cute points.
Kachan thinks I'm cute?
When you're behaving yourself, sure.
Okay, I'll be good.
No screaming?
No screaming, he confirmed. No yelling. No. No. What's the other word?
Sulking?
Yes, no sulking.
Glad to hear it, cutie.
He nuzzled Midoriya's cheek playfully, grinning at the giggles that burst out of the boy, and couldn't quite bring himself to scowl when he caught his classmates staring.
Listen here, fuckers, he started with a sigh. No vitriol behind the words at all. Do you want him to scream again?
No, please!
Then you won't breathe a word of this to anyone.
Got it, Bakugo?
They all nodded hurriedly, eyes wide. Not a word.
He returned to his path to the dorms, ignoring the confused looks and mouthed words around him, running a hand through Midoriya's messy hair lightly as he walked.
You want me to put you down?
No, wanna stay,
Midoriya insisted, clinging to Bakugo's neck.
Don't put me down!
Okay, okay. Calm down.
Lord Explosion Murda is never calm.
Hey, fucker! Bakugo laughed despite himself. Lord Explosion Murda is plenty calm.
Nuh-uh! He's all boom, boom, fuck you!
Oi! Language!
Sorry.
You can use that word when you're big again, but not until then.
Am I gonna be big again soon? I heard you talking.
Probably pretty soon, yeah. I don't know how much you'll remember.
I love Big Ka-chan.
Yeah, I know. Little Deku isn't half bad either.
Big Me is still your best friend, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
We're still gonna get married?
If you still want to.
I always want to!
Okay then. Yeah, sure.
Does Big Izuku tell you that you're pretty?
No.
Midoriya pouted, and Bakugo smiled again as he ruffled the curls fondly.
Do you think Big Deku thinks so?
Yeah! Look at you, Ka-chan!
Midoriya's hands moved to his arm, squeezing at his bicep and giggling, and Bakugo couldn't resist a smirk.
Thanks. Maybe if you remember, then you can tell me, okay?
I will! I promise!
Thanks, kiddo.
When they got back to the dorms, they set up in the common area. Bakugo with his homework in his lap, Midoriya floating between helping and playing with his other classmates. He still wore Bakugo's costume over his clothes, the mask still slipping down his face, and the idiot seemed to forget about being shy and touch-averse when he fell into his character. It was the fateful words from Kirishima, though, that ruined it and sent them all into a panic.
What if I want to marry him too? He teased. Am I your love rival?
Midoriya's cheeks puffed out as he scowled, body vibrating as he tensed up, and then orange lights were blinking beneath his skin as he ran at the laughing redhead.
You can't!
Midoriya fumed, bursting with green lightning. The room felt dead silent as he punched on Kirishima, and immediately the young man's flesh went solid, blocking out the surprisingly strong punches thrown at him.
Oh shit! Izuku still has his quirk!
Kaminari laughed, ducking away in a hurry.
Good going, idiot!
What?
Bakugo looked up in shock, quickly putting his homework book aside.
Deku, enough! He was joking!
Midoriya still fumed, but he stopped punching, still shaking with rage as he backed off.
I'm not gonna marry shitty hair, Bakugo assured him. We don't punch people, you know that.
I'm Lord Explosion Murder! I punch everybody!
Newsflash, little shit! Lord Explosion Murder doesn't punch his classmates over a stupid joke about marriage.
He can't have you!
He doesn't even want me!
Midoriya pouted as he looked back at Kirishima, rubbing his arms tenderly as they softened back to his normal state.
Sorry, Izuku. I didn't mean to make you mad. It was a silly joke. Bakugo is all yours.
Midoriya hummed again as he processed, his head whipping between Bakugo and Kirishima a few times.
Hug me,
he demanded, holding his arms up to Bakugo.
Lord Explosion Murder needs hugs.
I want that on a t-shirt, Ashido grins. Bakugo's hero slogan.
Fuck off, Bakugo scowled. If I hug you, you have to apologize to Shitty Hair for punching him, and you have to mean it. Midoriya whined, and Bakugo gave him a stern look.
Fine,
he turned around again, grumbling.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have hit you, even if I was mad.
It's okay, Izuku. I'm sorry I upset you. Immediately, Midoriya turned back to Bakugo, holding his arms out stubbornly.
Hug now, he demanded. You said.
Fine, fine. Come here, asshole. After they'd eaten dinner, everyone gathered in the common area, half the students kneeling on the floor as they attempted to coerce Midoriya into playing with them. He played along for a little bit, as long as Bakugo was there too, but over time he grew more tired and irritable. No matter how many times Bakugo told him to go to bed, he still refused. And finally, when he'd had enough of people poking at him and talking to him, he dove into Bakugo's lap, burying his head under Bakugo's arm, as if he were trying to burrow in behind the boy. Bakugo humored him, draping an arm over him to make him feel hidden, and while the others giggled at him once more, he snuggled in a little to snooze.
Oi, Shitty Hair, Bakugo said with a surprising softness. You want to find me a blanket or something for the little shit?
It didn't take long for him to retrieve a fluffy blanket from one of the storage closets, tucking it in lightly around the little lump.
Oi, what do you say, nerd?
Midoriya grumbled something unintelligible, and Bakugo pinched him lightly. Louder. Say it properly.
Thank you for the blanket, Sharky Hair.
Kirishima stifled a laugh, but nodded faintly. You're welcome, Izuku. Get some rest. He drifted off in his dumb little spot, sucking on his thumb and dribbling on Bakugo's shirt, until a few hours had passed, and Bakugo decided it was time for bed.
Come on, nerd, he said, surprisingly gentle, as he bundled him up in the blanket and picked him up. Let's go get you in bed.
Don't wanna catch him,
Midoriya mumbled sleepily.
Stay with Kachan.
You need to sleep.
Don't want to be alone, Kachan.
Fine, he sighed as he walked the boy upstairs. You can sleep with me if you're good.
I promise, Kachan.
He rolled into bed, taking the bundle of Midoriya with him, and immediately Midoriya was snuggling into his chest, hands curling into the old t-shirt Bakugo was wearing. A tiny smile on his lips as he sighed contentedly.
I love you, Kachan. Marry me, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Does Kachan love me too?
Yeah, Bakugo sighed reluctantly, tucking an arm around him. I love you, Deku. Now go to sleep, okay? We've got another long day tomorrow.
Okay. Good night, Kachan.
Night, nerd. The clock read 3 a.m. when Midoriya woke up, surrounded by a warm, strong presence. Last thing he remembered, he'd been fighting a villain with Todoroki. Then suddenly, he was in bed? He must have been knocked out and brought back to rest.
Quit wiggling, fucking nerd, Bakugo mumbled without opening his eyes. You keep waking me up, and there's no way in hell you get to marry me.
Midoriya froze, mumbling something nervously and getting a sigh in return.
If you're gonna talk, do it properly and use your fucking manners. Otherwise, shut up and go back to sleep. You need to piss or something?
No, Kachan. I'm okay.
Go back to sleep, then. Jesus. Fucking loser.
He knew he should refuse. Knew he should move away, but this was Bakugo, after all. With a little smile, he rolled over, snuggling in close and sighing against a pale neck.
Marry me, okay? Fucking whatever.
And this is when you nabbed Bakugo's costume. Ishido told him, swiping through the photos on her phone. You screamed until he let you wear it.
Oh my gosh.
Midoriya blushed bright red, barely able to look at himself in the silly poses. Bakugo's mask slipping down his nose. At least I was happy, I guess? You kept telling us you were Lord Explosion Murder, Uraraka grinned, and that Lord Explosion Murder was strong and cool and not scared of anything.
I'm mortified. I can't believe this happened to me.
And this is when we were playing heroes, Ishido continued. You were Lord Explosion Murder, of course, and you had to save everybody from the evil villains, Sharky and Sparky.
Oh my god.
But evil Sharky pinned you down and performed death by tickles.
Of course he did.
Until you stuck your hand on his face and yelled boom, and he pretended to be blown up.
I don't even know why I asked.
Then you got tired, so you decided to hide from the rest of us. Midoriya Arista glimpsed at the phone screen, at his butt sticking out from under Bakugo's arm, at the laughter on Bakugo's face as he let Midoriya burrow in to hide. He seemed surprisingly happy, actually. Bakugo was the cutest, Uraraka whispered, watching over her shoulder in case he sneaked up on them. He was all cute nicknames and cuddles and carrying you all over the place. He says it was to keep you quiet, but I think he actually loved that you had a crush on him.
Really?
Midoriya flooded red again, taking his own turn to glance toward the boys in the corner. He wasn't too pissed off? At first, yeah, when you were screaming a bunch, but you were pretty sweet for him, so it was okay.
I'm sorry I was such a pain.
It's okay, Ishido assured him. It could have been any of us.
Oh, here.
Uraraka produced a notebook from her bag that didn't quite match his others, but still looked oddly familiar. I thought you probably didn't want anyone else having these. He opened the front cover to look, hit first by the Bakugo Katsuki, written inside the cover, immediately followed by the brightly colored doodles, an All Might costume with a shock of green hair, holding hands with a blonde in his school uniform. Lots of hearts, and their names carefully written out in his best kanji. Further on, painstakingly careful drawings of Bakugo in his costume at what appeared to be a wedding altar.
You're right, he blushed. I don't want anyone seeing these. Thank you.
When the bell rang, and they all headed back to their desks, Midoriya found himself flipping through the pages again, smiling when he found little notes in Bakugo's clearest handwriting, entirely hiragana to help him out.
What about yours?
Followed by Deku's own costume doodles.
You need to pee?
That one, thankfully, didn't come with drawings.
Yes, I promise.
He wasn't sure what that one referred to, but he still liked the words. His own handwriting showed up, too, a careful note at the end of the drawings. He knew the handwriting, even if he'd managed to improve it somewhat since then. It appeared to be a list. Bullet-pointed, with little symbols that he suspected might be explosions, headed with the words, For Big Izuku. Make sure Kachan is my best friend. Tell Kachan he is pretty. Be good. Make sure Sharky here knows he can't marry Kachan. Be the best hero with Kachan. No screaming. Marry Kachan no matter what. With a little smile, he grabbed his pen, scribbling a little note at the bottom of the page before he slid it onto the next desk in his column. Bakugo sneaked a glance at him, then looked down at the page, cracking a smile when he read the messy handwriting. Looks like you're stuck with me, the note at the bottom read. Little Izuku demands it. Bakugo passed it back with his own notes added, and Midoriya glanced up at Cementos to make sure he wasn't paying attention to them. Little Deku demanded a lot of things, it said under his addition. The list had been amended too, and Midoriya stifled a giggle when he started to read. Make sure Kachan is my best friend. Whatever, close enough. Tell Kachan he is pretty. Be good.
Too good, lame shit.
Make sure Sharky here knows he can't marry Kachan.
Trust me, he knows.
Be the best hero with Kachan.
I'll beat your ass, fucker. No screaming.
Fucking hope not.
Marry Kachan no matter what.
Maybe, if you're good.
Midoriya leaned forward in his seat, smirking as he brought his lips to Bakugo's ear, while the boy leaned back in his chair.
You're very pretty, Kachan, and I promise I'll be good for you.
Bakugo's cheeks turned a sweet shade of pink, but he didn't respond, and Midoriya grinned as he dropped back into his seat.
Yeah, he could be good. He'd make sure of it.
Not the end.